Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello again. It's Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. This is Kelly Fox, and we are talking about Step 11, Passion. And tonight we're doing talking about how self-expression is paramount to the process. And tonight we have Kara Bjornson with us. Hello, Kara.
Hey, thank you so much for having me again.
Thank you for being such a sport and being on the show with me tonight. I did not give you much notice.
No, you did not, but that's okay.
Yes, our lovely host, Terry Sayer, is having too much fun lately, so she will not be on the call with us again tonight, but hopefully we will get her back soon. So Kara has graciously agreed to come on the show again with me, and we are lucky to have her.
Thank you. I'm lucky to be on. It's fun.
Yeah, isn't it?
It
I like it. I'm kind of passionate about it. Okay, so, no, I really am. But how has your week been, Kara?
I guess you're talking about last week. It's been busy. Gearing up for a Fearless book group that I've been continuing that I held this evening at my home, and working with some private clients and really thinking a lot about all the steps that, you know, you and Terry talk about, and just fearless living in general and how to continue to apply it to my life.
Awesome. I like that you tied in the show. That was very nice.
You're welcome.
One thing that Kara knows that not our listeners know, but I talk about my kids a lot on the show, and how fearless living not only supports me in being, I believe, a better mom, but I think it also supports my children in living more of a freedom-based life, because I am actively trying to not pass on my fears to them. So my daughter, my oldest daughter, wanted to listen to the show last week, and we talked about it with her the next morning, and it was kind of funny listening to her and talking to her, and Kara, you asked her, what is she passionate about? And something that she's very passionate about is singing, and from last week's call to this week's call, I think she's written 3 new songs, and she recorded one and shared it with Kara and with her Nana, which is our other host, and stuff. And she's really passionate. She wanted to be on. She's listening right now. She's probably giggling her little head off because we're talking about her. But she's listening again tonight, and because of how excited she was about the call. My oldest, her big brother, wanted to listen to the call tonight, too. So it's kind of cool how this passion that I've had has now gone to, you know, my husband, who has been on the show several times and has talked about his process as he's been listening to these steps, and we've been sharing how he's progressing. Now it's trickled down into my 2 oldest kids. And my third wanted to listen tonight, too, but... she's a little bit small to be up this late, and but it's kind of cool that they want to listen. And
well, that's what it's all about, right?
It is cool because this is what mom's passionate about, and so they're, you know, it's gotten to the point now where they want to know about what mom's passionate about. You know, what's mom doing? What's this fearless living thing that she does. So that's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially Fearless Generations, right? I mean, it's, you know, passing it down to your kids, and even in terms of the show and, you know, them discovering it, like the next generation of foxes embracing being fearless. That's really awesome.
Yeah. She wanted to be, a guest person on the show as well. I'm like, what would you talk about? And she's like, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
So
maybe she'll come on and sing one of her songs for our listeners or something. She wrote, her latest song that she wrote is about letting go of fear, and that this is the time for her to shine. So I thought that was pretty cool as well. And so maybe we'll have her come on and share her passion, because we have 5 calls this month about passion, and so we can probably fit that in at some point.
Cool.
But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's when you are passionate about something, it's an opportunity for you to come out and express yourself. And the way that she does that is writing her own songs and getting really excited about the messages that she has to share and wanting people to hear those messages. And, you know, what are the ways that I'm passionate? How do I put myself into what I'm passionate about? And I think that this show that we've been doing now for almost a year, which is kind of crazy to think about, because it doesn't feel like we've been doing it that long. This has definitely been a way for me to insert myself and put myself into what I'm passionate about, and that's fearless living. To have a weekly, you know, opportunity to talk about what I'm passionate about and to share tools and strategies and how my life has changed because of fearless living. And because I have passionately embraced these tools and you know, the new life that they provided for me. And then when we, you know, a few months ago when Kara and I went on our adventure, you know, and how that kind of, you know, brought this whole new level of passion for life. And then, you know, after that, Terry and I went skydiving. And it's just, it's become this snowball effect that when you start going for those things and you start expressing yourself in a passionate way, it goes into all of the areas of your life. And it starts affecting the people around you because they
see
absolutely.
How...
You have a passion for life, and they want that. It's contagious, and I think that's really starting to show now because, you know, my kids are getting interested. Jay is so much more interested, and you know, I'm sure you've seen, you know, friends are getting interested in fearless living as you become more and more, you know, closer to graduating because they're starting to see it more and more. In your life and stuff, and that's what it's all about, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go.
Yeah, it's definitely something that that feels contagious. I feel like my passion can fuel other people's passion and vice versa. I mean, you know, with the adventure that you and I had and all the pictures that we were posting and stuff, I had so many people saying to me, like, it's so amazing that you did all that. And, you know, like, how did you do that? And it, you know, it inspired people to do more with their own lives. I've had people tell me, like, oh, I did this spontaneous thing the other day, or, oh, I'm planning this little adventure with my friend just because what they saw me doing. You know, it's really, to me, like, passion feels, I feel very alive. I think I said this, I believe it was last week that I was on the call. I don't remember. Yeah, I feel very alive. And, you know, even the word makes me feel kind of alive. You know, I've always expressed myself, and my passion has been either creative writing. I love expressing myself through writing, or through theater. And I've been a performer since I was 7 years old. So it's been quite a long time that I've been singing and dancing and acting on stage, and I always found such an outlet for self-expression and passion in that. You know, so those two things have kind of made me feel alive my entire life, and now fearless living has been something that I've gotten that feeling from too. Like, I feel so totally fired up after I, you know, lead a book group or get off the phone with a client, or even off, you know, one of these calls, I just feel kind of awakened. I love seeing the passion of young children. I used to be a teacher, and one of the things that they did to inspire me was just kind of like see the world with these eyes of wonder, and everything to them was new and exciting, and they were just passionate about everything, and I loved seeing that. It was amazing. I think, you know, as we get older, we get so caught up in the day-to-day routine and responsibilities that sometimes we forget, like, all the things that there are to be passionate about in the world. And kids are a great reminder of that.
Totally. Totally, yeah. When you were talking about that, I was thinking of my 7-year-old daughter. She just has such a passion for life, and sometimes it's quite exhausting. But I think that that's an opportunity for me. When you were talking about that, I see an opportunity for me to see her exuberance, or whatever you want to call it, as a passion for life, and how you know, how that to shift kind of my mindset around it, so it doesn't get on my nerves so much. Because I want her to be passionate about her life. I want her to be silly and fun and spontaneous and all those things that make up Lily, you know. And I definitely don't want to squash that. And so if I can shift my view around it and see it as her expressing her passion for her life and having fun and things like that, maybe it'll bug me a little less. Because I definitely don't want to, you know, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to see her energy as a good thing. Sometimes it's just a little much for me. But but I have 5 of them. So and it's the summer is almost over. So
Yeah, but imagine, I mean, Lily's passion, I've seen it, and imagine if we could be as passionate as your daughter. I mean, if adults could find passion like that just in everyday life. I mean, kids get passionate about, like, birds or snow. I mean, here in New York, I know it doesn't snow in California, but, you know, you should see.
Well, it does in some places, just not here.
But I mean, like, to see a child get passionate about stuff like that that we take for granted all the time, a flower, you know, the waves at the beach. And we as adults kind of, I feel like we lose our passion unless we're really conscious about it. We can find outlets for self-expression, like singing and being on stage and writing in your show and all that great stuff. But what about having passion just every day? And being able to kind of be inspired by kids and their incredible wonder of the world around us. Like, imagine if we could be that excited just getting up every morning.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting, but it would be it would be awesome if we could do that. I'm serious though. But I mean, it would be very exciting to have that kind of day-to-day passion for life. And I think that as you find those things that you are passionate about, you can insert them in your daily life. So, you know, I also acted and sang and was on stage, you know, did theater from a very young age. And so the more I was involved at the theater, the happier I was. Now, knowing that, how can I bring that home? Sometimes we do, but I'm usually videotaping, not participating, but, you know, my kids put on shows all the time because they get that. I mean, because my husband does theater as well. So they get that from us, but, you know, they put on shows all the time. Well, how about, you know, I let one of the older kids videotape and I participate in one of the plays that we do. You know, I mean, I know you would. But there are little things that I could do. When you know what it is that brings you passion, you know, it's just about inserting those things in your lives. I mean, I've talked to so many different people, you know, some clients, some not, just getting to know people. Nature is a huge thing that that people are passionate about and that fuels them, you know, from the inside and gets them excited. And just going for a walk for some people out in nature, you know, breathing in the fresh air, that's something that really gets them passionate about the rest of their life when they get home. And so, or, you know, whatever it may be, once you know what that is, then you can put it into your daily, you know, things or weekly, depending on, you know, the busyness of your life. And you know, make life more fun. I remember, this is kind of way off topic, but it came into my mind. There was a while back where Britney Spears was talking with a British accent all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people were thinking that she was kind of cuckoo. But someone asked her in her interview why she was doing it. And she said, because it's fun.
Mm.
It's fun. It was fun for her to talk in a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
So she was doing it. And she didn't care if all the tabloids were saying she was crazy and this and that. It was fun for her, and so she did it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how, you know, if we had that kind of attitude where we, you know, did those things that brought us joy, we did those things that, you know, that fueled us from the inside, regardless of how the outside world, you know, would view them, you know, what would we do? You know, would we talk in a British accent? Would we, you know, wear more bright colors? Would we, do things differently? How would we do things differently? You know,
right.
Would we go for walks more often? Would we do this? Would we do that?
Right. Yeah. I mean, and it's a good point too, like, you know, that we can express ourselves and have passion for things, you know, like theater and all those other things, but what can we do in our everyday lives to have passion?
Mm-hmm.
And to express ourselves. Like, can we do that just in a regular setting? You know, whether we're home with the kids or whether we're, you know, working in an office or even kind of just running your errands throughout the day. How can we express ourselves? And how can we find mm-hmm. fun and passion in those things?
Yeah. And I think that I'm like, as I'm talking about this, all these thoughts are coming to my mind of how could I do this or how can I do that? But also things that I'm already doing that I'm not giving myself credit for. And so that kind of brings that back that, you know, you always have to, you know, acknowledge yourself for the things that you do, you know, because it increases your awareness of what you're doing. But one of the things that I like to do, I already said, is sing. And I make up songs all day long about my kids. I sing to my kids all the time. We make up songs all the time. And I don't think I've ever given myself credit for that. I also talk in accents to them. But it's kind of, I don't think I've ever given myself credit for that, though. That was just a thought that came into my mind, that is a way that I'm trying to make life fun and bring, you know, things into my day that I'm passionate about. And now that I have that awareness, the next time I do it, it's going to be even more, you know, it's going to bring even more passion into my life because I'm becoming more aware that I'm doing it.
Yep, absolutely. That's such a good point, acknowledgments in that situation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, often we're not aware. We're not aware of what we're doing. You know, we can see the big things. You know, we can see, you know, when we're writing a song like your daughter or when we're performing on stage or when we're writing or when we're singing, but it's the little things that we can acknowledge ourselves for as well and see like, wow, yeah, I totally did just bring passion and fun and self-expression into that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I expand on that?
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I talked in some of the materials that I get this information from. It talks about how when we trust ourselves, which was before passion,
mm-hmm.
when we trust ourselves, that we're more willing to step into that and step into that passion, step into that self-expression. You know, if when you can trust yourself more, you know, going to an audition, you know, for us, because we're using the analogy of acting, you know, going to an audition is something that might be a little less scary if you're trusting yourself in that moment. Or, you know, if you're trusting yourself, you know, you might do something silly in public and not worry so much about how you're being seen, you know, or if you're trusting yourself, you know, you allow yourself to do this, you allow yourself to do that. You give yourself permission to have passion about the things that you have passion about and to have passion for your life. You know, I think some people get stuck in this idea that the day-to-day life is, you know, it's supposed to be boring or mundane. I mean, those expressions are there because people have said them so often that they're now an expression, right? So that's not how your day-to-day life has to be. Your day-to-day life can be full of passion, can be full of the things that you love. Even if you have a job that you don't like, you could bring things into your cubicle that you love, or you could bring things into your work that you love, or get a job that you love.
Yeah, you know, that really makes me think of how I came to Fearless Living, because I really loved my job as a teacher, and there were times that I felt passionate about it for sure. I knew I was good at it. I enjoyed it. It was exciting. And then when I discovered Fearless Living, it was like it took that even a step further. Like that passion went up a notch and that excitement went up a notch, and it was just like, wow, this is incredible. And it was that alive feeling that came up within me. And, you know, it was definitely a risk to switch careers for sure, maybe even a tie. But it was that feeling, that passion that that really supported me in giving myself permission to do it. And that was a great point that you brought up, you know, giving yourself permission. Because that's really what it's about. You know, how often do we do that? Do we give ourselves permission to be fun and to be silly and to go after things that make us feel passionate and to express ourselves? So, you know, in discovering Fearless Living and the passion that I felt about it, I guess I did. I never looked at it like that, giving myself permission to do it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to think, I'm like, okay, what else could I give myself permission to do?
Yeah, and that's the whole thing that it does. Like, once you become aware of one thing, it goes into other things.
Yeah.
You know, once you trust yourself in one area, you can start trusting yourself in another area. Once you start being passionate in this area, you can start being passionate in that area. And it just keeps, it's like a domino effect. It just keeps going. And when you're willing to keep going, you know, It's like a runaway train, you know, and if you're willing to sit on it and to keep working on it, you know, then it takes you to freedom land. No, I'm kidding. But it takes you to where you want to go. It takes you to where you want to go. It takes you to your dreams. It takes you to that next job. It takes you to that next adventure. It takes you to, you know, that, you know, smiling at that boy, or, you know, getting a pet, or whatever it is that, you know, that you've been telling yourself that you can't have, or you can't do, or you can't be.
Yeah.
That's what these steps do. They lead you to that place, or that event, or that person, or, you know, that experience that you've been telling yourself you can't have. For whatever reason, you've been telling yourself. And as we've been going through these steps, as you become aware and you're willing and you're connecting and you're showing compassion for yourself, as you're holding yourself accountable, you're living in the present moment, you're surrendering to, you know, to what is, and you finally get to that place where you have possibilities in front of you. You set your intention, you trust yourself, and now you're at passion, and now you're like, all right, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And that's what's so exciting. That's what's so exciting about these steps. That's what's so exciting about Fearless Living. And that's why I love it. That's why I love the show, because at least once a week I am in an environment with other people, either my co-host, Terry Thayer, which she hasn't been here lately, but or with my great, you know, co-host guest, or whatever I just said, you know, either Kara or, you know, we've had Debbie, we have Janet, we've had Maureen, you know, as long as I'm, and I'm speaking fearless living, I'm living fearless living, and I'm loving fearless living, and I'm sharing fearless living, that's what makes me passionate. That's what ignites me, and that's what gets me through the week until I'm back here next week talking to you guys again. Mm-hmm. It seriously is the thing that has made this year of doing these steps be amazing. I've had an amazing year because I chose in October of last year to start the show with my mom. And I didn't let the fear of, I've never done a show like this before, or I'm not good at this, or I can't do that, or this scares the bejeebies out of me. I didn't let any of that stop me.
Right.
And sure, the first couple of shows, I called up Terry afterwards, and I was like, okay, did you think that was okay? Did I sound, like, totally stupid, you know? And she was like, no, I thought it was good. And now I don't ever call her. I don't ever check in and say, Mom, did you think the show was good? I don't do that because that's not even a fear I have anymore because I've been doing it. I've been living it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, this show is totally now, you know, in my comfort zone. I mean, it's still a little bit of a stretch, you know, from time to time. I'm not going to say that it's easy or anything. But it's definitely not the risk or the die that it was before, you know, we started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, you know.
When you were talking before about, like, everything leading up to passion, I got this vision in my head of an airplane. And basically, like, all the steps that come before this are, like, we're checking the instruments and we're getting ready to take off, and now here it is. Like, you get to take flight. You get to soar into the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the next step is love. And then you just get to love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know? You're out there. You're flying. You love yourself. You love everyone. You love it.
Yep.
And that's you know, then you're living in freedom.
Mhm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You get to just enjoy the view.
Yeah, and if ever you get stuck on something, you just start over.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to. You know, no need to be worried. You already have all the steps. You already know what to do. You just have to become aware that you're stuck and be willing to start the process again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've already done it once, so you can do it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of like you said with the show, you know, at first it was really scary, and then the more you did it, it came more naturally, and now it's something that's, you know, not as scary. And you're feeling more comfortable
mm-hmm.
with. It's the same with our fearless journey. You know, we're just practicing all of these tools and these skills. We don't have to be perfect at them. We don't even have to be really
mm-hmm.
good at them. We're just practicing them. We're just learning how to do them,
mm-hmm.
and we're finding the ones that support us the most and just refining them to make them work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, they might feel really uncomfortable, but the more we do it, the more natural it feels, and the more we get to sit back and enjoy the view and just love it. Like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
We have about a minute left. So,
that went fast.
I just wanted to kind of, huh?
That went
fast, yeah. It's because we're so passionate, Kara. Mm-hmm. We have about a minute left. So I just want to thank you again for being here with me. I always enjoy having you on the call. And I love the fact that I can count on you, and because it's midnight in New York and you're still willing to be here with me because we're passionate about this work and we want to share it. We want to have, you know, the people who are listening and who will listen in the future to have this information and to have this life that they can have. And so I really appreciate you being here with me and making it possible for me to have someone to talk to and not be talking to myself right now. So thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. And I just appreciate that I keep getting invited back. I think it's fun. I think it's exciting. And you're right. We share this passion for it. And I love being part of supporting others and being fearless. So thank you so much for asking me again.
You're welcome. All right, well, everyone, thank you so much for coming back this week. We hope you meet with us again next week. We'll still be talking about passion. We'll be talking about how our desires have value and how we go after them. So thank you, everyone. Be fearless this week. We love you.
Thank you. Bye. Be fearless.